That news is brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie. At the Norton Eagles, their social room hours are Monday through Friday from 5 p.m. to close, where you can enjoy some pizzas or nachos. Their dining room is open Monday through Thursday from 5:30 to 9, where they have weekly specials. We'll share those when we get them. Otherwise, please check out their Facebook page, and you can see those weekly specials on the Norton Eagles. Every Sunday is bingo at 6 o'clock, where the auxiliary provides a lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts. And all the profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. I want to remind you that the Norton Eagles will be having their Abracadaver March 9th. The dinner will be from 6:30 p.m. and the show will be at 7:30. Tickets are available at the Eagles Club. Where you can get a prime rib dinner with side salad, baked potato, vegetable, and dessert for the dinner. The ticket prices for the dinner only are $30. For the theater only are $10, but you can combine that for the dinner and theater for $35 at the Norton Eagles on March 9th. And then on March 16th is the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's also going to be a visit from the Easter Bunny during the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair, and a lunch stand will be available. That is located at 16614 Eagles Road right here in Norton, and that is Saturday, March 16th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Norton Eagles, people helping people. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by the Norton Correctional Facility. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 61 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 29 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 68 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, should be partly cloudy with a low around 34. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
Norton Correctional Facility is looking for hardworking, dependable employees that want to help transform lives. They have correction officers positions available starting with a wage of $20.13 an hour and the potential to earn an additional $6 an hour pay differential. That's $26.13 an hour on day one. They also offer excellent benefits and promotional opportunities. With over 31 departments, NCF has several other opportunities as well. If you want to find meaningful work with excellent pay and benefits, check out the website at ncfcareer.net. That's ncfcareer.net.
Continuing with the weather forecast, on Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 66. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 60. On Friday, sunny with a high near 61. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 66. And on Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 70. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 44 degrees. The humidity is 51%. The wind speed is northwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.93, the dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 39 degrees. It is 9:06. I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I'm going to have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Monday, February 19th. I am Natalie. Mandy is not here this morning. She had some things she had to take care of, so I'm on my own today. So far, I'm going doing a lot better, so we'll see how the rest of the morning goes. But so far, knock wood, it's been going pretty good. I hope everybody had a great weekend this weekend, and I know we started off pretty cold on Friday, kind of a surprise of snow, but we ended up our weekend pretty good. It was really nice, and then it's just getting nicer. It's already 44 out this morning. By next Sunday, we're going to be up to 70 degrees, so enjoy it. Today, 61. The winds are supposed to be normal, 10 to 15. So, yeah, enjoy it while you can. It's gorgeous outside. Let's see. We did basketball was on Thursday, so we already talked about that. Friday or Saturday, we had the wrestling tournament here in Norton. Norton did really well. We finished second as a team. We had a couple great many great wrestlers, and State will be starting this weekend. That starts on Thursday. I don't have a broadcast schedule yet. I'm waiting for to see what our broadcast schedule is going to be, but we'll let you know that probably tomorrow and as it gets closer. But speaking of broadcast schedule, we do have a K-State game tonight. The pregame starts at 7 p.m., and you can enjoy all that fun right here on KQ&K, AM and FM. And also, tomorrow night will be a basketball game. So that will start at 6 o'clock, and you can get all that action right here on KQ&K. We've got a busy schedule ahead of us for sports, starting with K-State tonight, and we have basketball tomorrow night, and starting Thursday is the wrestling state competition, so in Salina. So it's going to be a busy few days, but we're looking forward to that. And congratulations to the Norton Blue Jay wrestlers on Saturday. Great job. Let's see. Nothing else really I have to go over with you on that stuff. Like I said, we'll let you know more about our broadcast schedule tomorrow concerning the wrestling tournament. And then tonight, just enjoy your K-State game starting at 7. All right. So since I'm by myself this morning, a couple things I want to let everybody know. One is the show's probably going to go a lot faster today because I am by myself, nobody to talk to and spend some time with. So I'll just get right through it. So if you do have any phone calls for birthdays, give us those calls, anniversaries calls, and I'll give you more information on that here in just a minute on what you can do and what you calling means. It means you're going to help somebody win either a delicious cookie or a gift certificate. That's pretty nice. Also, the office will be closing at 11 o'clock today for the day. So if you have any certificates you're wanting to pick up, if you can't get here before 11 and you really have to have it today, call me and I will be glad to leave it on the door with you. Just call before 11 and no problem. We do that all the time. I actually had somebody call this morning, so I will be leaving some on the door today. And let's see. I think that's about it. We're going to be closing early today, and this show's probably going to go a lot faster. I don't know how to stall it, but anyway. So first things first, I'm ready to do trivia. I hope you're all ready to do trivia. Oh, the second thing, last thing I want to remind you of is today is a federal holiday, so that means there are no markets today. So we will not be having our market report this morning or throughout the day. So if you don't hear those, it's because this is a President's Day is a federal holiday and the markets are closed today. So we won't be having any of our market reports. All right, well, first things first, let's start with trivia. Let's give something away here. Trivia is being brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut, and we thank them for that. You can call our Norton Pizza Hut at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download the Pizza Hut app. It is a free download from our Apple App Store and a Google Play Store. You can also enjoy dining in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And if you're going to be sitting around listening to KQ&K Radio tonight, the K-State game, hey, call Pizza Hut. You know what? They deliver from open to close. Have them bring dinner to you. No cooking, no cleaning. Just have your dinner, eat your pizza, and enjoy the K-State game on KQ&K. If you have won a certificate of trivia, you can't win again for another 30 days. You have to give somebody else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind, you need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you win, or it will expire. But keep in mind that once you pick it up, you do still have a week to use it. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer. That's going to win you a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. So, today being President's Day, I couldn't resist asking a question about a president. 785-877-3378. Which president was the first and only to be sworn in by his nickname? Which president was the first and only to be sworn in by his nickname? Be the first caller with the correct answer, 785-877-3378, and that's going to win you that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. So usually we would break and we'd go to our open market report, but we don't have market reports today, but I still want you to get a little information from High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. Which president was the first and only to be sworn in by his nickname? Nope, we got a phone call. And no fig, that's not right. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Yeah. Was it Nixon?
It was not Nixon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Which president was the first and only to be sworn in by his nickname? 785-877-3378. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get some information about High Plains Farm Credit, and we'll be back.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit, together we grow.
Thank you for holding. You're on the air. You're calling with an answer to the trivia. Who is this?
This is Cindy Wagner.
Cindy, what is your answer?
I'm guessing Teddy Roosevelt.
Nope, that is not the correct answer.
Okay.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Well, I'm going to try.
Okay, who is this?
Vicki. Yes.
Okay, Vicki, what is your answer?
Eisenhower.
Nope, that is not the correct answer.
Okay.
Thank you, Vicki. Bye-bye. Okay, so we haven't got the correct answer yet. Let's see. Oh, nope. Fig, you're giving me nicknames, but they weren't sworn in with those nicknames. That's the key. So, which president was the first and only to be sworn in by his nickname? 785-877-3378. All right, well, I'll just wait on a correct answer. The first person that calls that correct answer is going to get that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. And while we wait, I'll ask us again here in a few minutes. If we don't get an answer, I'll ask one more time before we move on. Which president was the first and only to be sworn in by his nickname? We got a phone call. Good morning. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Yeah.
Okay, who is this?
Maggie Dykens.
Good morning, Maggie. And what is your answer?
Is it Harry S. Truman?
It was not Harry S. Truman.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, all Maggie. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Yes, I am.
Okay, who is this?
This is Cindy Wagner. I actually had to look it up. It was Jimmy Carter.
It was Jimmy Carter. Cindy Wagner. Okay. Good job. And, you know, as soon as you hear it, you're like, Jimmy, of course.
Yes, exactly.
So thanks so much for playing along. You just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cindy. Bye-bye. So it was Jimmy Carter. He was our 39th president. He was born James Earl Carter Jr. However, he was sworn in as president as Jimmy, which made him the first and the only president so far to be sworn in by his nickname. Cindy knew the answer to that. Great job. And that just got her a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. I have to tell you, I really thought that that was going to go a lot faster than it did. I never thought about all the other nicknames that presidents have had throughout their careers, but they were always sworn in by their given names. So, great job. I appreciate all the answers. I appreciate everybody listening and playing along. And now it's time to start Party Line. First things first, I want to remind everybody, we are waiting on your phone calls for birthdays. I don't have any down on the list yet. Let's get some on there. Because at the end of the show, I am going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen. And it's also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give me a call because I'm going to put their name down on the list. And on Friday, at the end of the show, we are going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc. That's also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Stopping at Garden Gate, etc. today, I know Valentine's Day, Christmas, that's all over, but we got Easter coming up. Wouldn't you like to have some beautiful items to decorate for Easter time? They have some beautiful items at Garden Gate. They have some very nice house plants and a whole bunch of other stuff. Hey, they even make some of their own creations at Garden Gate, etc. Beautiful creations. Check those out. Follow them, like them on Facebook. Stop in and visit Garden Gate, etc. today, right here in Norton on Highway 36. And that's brought to you also by Click Your Heels Travel. Call them today at 785-871-4109. And all you got to do is just tell them where you want to go, and Click Your Heels Travel can get you there. 785-871-4109 for Click Your Heels Travel. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or you're in search of anything, give us a call here at 785-877-3378. I'll start off with reminders for today. I'm going to remind you a few things about our Norton Public Library. First things first, today is Monday, February 19th. That means from 3:45 to 4:45, it's a Lego Club for Kids. Or you can go to the library to see the Lego creations they have on display. Some very talented little artists there. Also, they're hiring at the Norton Public Library. They're looking for an energetic, creative, fun-loving person to be their children's and acquisitions librarian. They have some benefits and some requirements. All you have to do is stop in at our Norton Public Library, talk to them at the front desk, get your application, and you may be on your way to a wonderful job at our Norton Public Library for a children's acquisitions librarian. Check that out today at our Norton Public Library. We want to thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank the Norton County Hospital, Sunshine Learning Center, Sonic, TNC Kitchen. We thank you all so very much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here. All right, I'm going to start off this morning talking about TNC Kitchen. TNC Kitchen today has one of my very favorites. My very favorite comfort meal, my very favorite meal actually, is chicken and noodles with potato, vegetable, and a roll. Stop in tonight for dinner at TNC Kitchen, prime rib sandwich or omelets. Remember, all of their lunch buffets, Monday through Saturdays, come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. And you never, ever have to miss out at TNC Kitchen. Just give them a call at 785-877-3511 and get that order to go. Stop in today for lunch, chicken and noodles with potato, vegetable, and a roll, and or dinner, prime rib sandwich or omelets. You're allowed to do both at TNC Kitchen. Check them out today right here in Norton on Highway 36. All right. Let me see. We are going to take a quick break. No, we're not. All right, we are going to talk about we are going to talk about Sonic, because Sonic has some great things going on, too. You know, I always try to remind everybody to check out our Sonic text club. All you do is text to the number 876-642, and in the message, you type in Sonic 6511, and then you press send. After that, all of your messages go... are deals for you from our Norton Sonic. Check that out today. Join the Sonic Text Club. You can also download that Sonic app. It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. So you need to check that out today. Also, at Sonic, they have their pulled pork barbecue cheeseburger, which is a beef patty topped with smoked pulled pork with cherry wood smoke sauce, pickles, and American cheese on a toasted brioche bun. They have their pulled pork barbecue tachos. That's Sonic's classic tots with smoked pulled pork, cherry wood smoke sauce, zesty cheese sauce, and melty cheddar cheese. And the $3.99 pulled pork barbecue sandwich. That's smoked pulled pork smothered in cherry wood smoke sauce and topped with pickles on a toasted brioche bun. You can check out all those great specials and more going on at our Norton Sonic. Check them out today at our Norton Sonic. All right, let's talk about Sunshine Learning Center. They're hiring. They're hiring for lead teachers and assistant teachers full-time. You have to be at least 18 years of age or older. You must be able to pass a background check. It doesn't require any evenings or weekends. They have competitive wages. And if you want a career that makes a difference, you can stop in at 110 North State Street and talk to Jennifer. Let's see. I'm trying to remember. I'm sorry. And wants to talk to Jennifer. So stop at Sunshine Learning Center. They are hiring for full-time lead teachers and assistant teachers. Remember, you need to be at least 18 years of age. You need to be able to pass a background check. You don't have to work any evenings or weekends, and they have competitive wages. What a great deal. Stop in today if you want a career that makes a difference at 110 North State Street and talk to Jennifer. Okay. I think I remember. Wow. All right. We are going to get some information about our Norton County Hospital, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic would like to remind you that you have the power to protect yourself from heart disease. Making preventative appointments with your primary care provider is the best step in keeping your heart health in check. Small, heart-healthy actions like adding more movement to your day or choosing healthy foods can have a big impact on protecting your heart as well. Start today. Your heart will thank you tomorrow.
All right. I do apologize for those pauses a couple minutes ago. It's Monday, and my brain just went blank on a number that I use all the time, but it finally came back to me. So I do apologize for that. Usually I have Mandy sitting here, and I can nudge her, and she can give me a refresher up there, but no. So I do apologize. Anyway, hey, it's time for history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. You can call Kansas Land Tire today at 785-877-5181, or you can stop in and visit Kansas Land Tire. They're our local Goodyear dealer. They're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
All right. Hey, before I start history, I want to remind you that I am waiting on phone calls. I haven't got any birthday phone calls today. 785-877-3378. If you know somebody that's having a birthday, call me. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I have a birthday for you.
Oh, well, thank you for that. And whose birthday?
It's our great-grandson, Rustin Bailey, 15 year.
He's 15?
Yes.
Awesome. Rustin is 15 today, and you got him on the list. Thank you for that.
He's about 6 foot tall.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I don't know. I think 6 foot probably make me dizzy. That's kind of tall.
Me too.
Well, happy birthday to Rustin, and thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Thanks,
have
Phyllis. Bye-bye. All right, that's how you do it. That's how easy it is. Now Rustin's on the list for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, please call because we'll get them on the list. And at the end of the show on Friday, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., and also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. And if you know anyone that's having, if you have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or you're in search of anything, call 785-877-3378. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I want to wish Lincoln Gordon a happy third birthday today from Grandma and Grandpa.
Lincoln Gordon. He's 3, and it's from Grandma and Grandpa.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. See how easy that is? Now they're on the list. All right, so let's talk about history. On this date in 1866, the formal transfer of government between Texas and the United States took place. Texas had officially become a state on December 29th of 1845. In 1878, Thomas Alva Edison patented a music player, also known as a phonograph. In 1881, Kansas became the first state to prohibit all alcoholic beverages. In 1945, during World War II, about 30,000 U.S. Marines landed on Iwo Jima. In 1953, the state of Georgia approved the first literature censorship board in the United States, though newspapers were excluded from the new legislation. In 1963, the Soviet Union informed U.S. President Kennedy that it would withdraw several thousand of its troops in Cuba. In 1981, the U.S. State Department called El Salvador a textbook case of a communist plot. In 1981, Ford Motor Company announced its loss of $1.5 billion. In 1985, William Schroeder became the first artificial heart patient to leave the confines of a hospital. In 1985, Cherry Coke was introduced by the Coca-Cola Company. In 1986, the Soviet Union launched the Mir space station. In 1999, Dennis Franz received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 2001, the museum at the Oklahoma City National Memorial Center was dedicated. In 2004, former Enron Corporation chief executive Jerry Skilling was charged with fraud, insider trading, and other crimes in connection with the energy trader's collapse. Skilling was later convicted and sentenced to more than 24 years in prison. In 2005, the USS Jimmy Carter was commissioned at Groton, Connecticut. It was the last of the Seawolf class of attack submarines. And in 2008, Fidel Castro resigned the Cuban presidency, and his brother Raul was later named as his successor. Today is February 19th. It's National Arabian Horse Day. It's National Chocolate Mint Day and President's Day. In music, in 1964, Simon and Garfunkel completed the original acoustic version of The Sounds of Silence. In 1974, Dick Clark premiered the American Music Awards. Also in 1974... Kiss made their debut on Don Kirshner's Rock Concert. In 1980, Bon Scott, the lead singer of heavy metal band AC/DC, died in London at the age of 33. He died as a result of choking after drinking heavily. And in 1997, a New York judge dismissed a $7 million lawsuit filed against Motley Crue for hearing loss of a fan that was suffered at one of their concerts. In sports, in 1935, Lou Gehrig signed a contract with the New York Yankees for $30,000. In 1946, Danny Gardella became the first major league player to go to the Mexican League. In 1965, the NFL began using six officials during games. Happy birthday today to Benicio del Toro, born in 1967. He played the Mexican cop in the movie Traffic. And Lee Marvin was born on this date in 1924, the rugged star of the Dirty Dozen. People that died on this date, Grandpa Jones died in 1998. He was one of the stars of the show Hee Haw. Harper Lee died in 2016, the author of To Kill a Mockingbird. And Ernst Mach died on this date in 1916, the guy that Mach Speed is named for. All right, some celebrity birthdays from our Lions Club calendar for today. We've got John Horesky and Rustin Bailey. We had two called in. I'm going to number those real quick. So we've got number one and number two. And then I'm going to get my metal discs out here. We've got number one and number two. We're going to see who's going to get that delicious cookie today from Destination Kitchen, also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. And that would be number two. And number two is Lincoln Gardner. Garden. Yep. Happy birthday, Lincoln. 3 years old from Grandma and Grandpa. Just got you a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Our calls today, we had a couple birthday calls. Happy birthday to Rustin Bailey, who's turning 15 today, and Lincoln Gardner, who's turning 3. All right, let's see. Let's thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank the Norton County Hospital, Sunshine Learning Center. Don't forget, they're hiring. Stop by at 110 North State and check them out today and put your application in. Sonic and TNC Kitchen. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here. All right, I think that just about does it. Like I said, it is a shorter show today because I was on my own, so I go a lot faster when I'm all by myself. But that's okay. We got everything out there, and I hope everybody has a wonderful day today. It's going to be a nice day today. Like I said, it's going to be 61 degrees, so enjoy. Get out and enjoy it. Not a lot of wind, just a little bit, and that'll be very nice. Tonight at 7 o'clock, right here on KQ and K AM and FM, you can enjoy K-State basketball. and listen to all that fun. Tomorrow night will be Blue Jay basketball, and then starting on Thursday, we will have state wrestling, and that is taking place in Salina. Basketball tomorrow night will be brought to you by Jeff Porter and Brexton Eisernhagen, and our wrestling will be brought to you by Fig and the crew. Lots of fun coming up on KQ&K. All right. Well, I think that just about does it for today. I hope everybody has a wonderful day, and we are closing at 11 today. Don't forget that. In the meantime, Mandy and I will be back here tomorrow morning, same time, same place for Party Line.